Volocopter, the world's first green helicopter. Alexander Zozel, Stefan Wolf and Catherine Moore envisioned a helicopter that could run emission-free. They've been developing the Volocopter VC-200 as the world's first green helicopter and use the tagline safer, simpler, and cleaner than normal helicopters. The vehicle is meant to be the intersection between drones and helicopters, and the company is looking to be regulated as a light sport multicopter, a classification that does not currently exist. The Volocopter can be piloted from inside the two-person craft or remotely. 18 rotors turn their propellers independently for control that eVolo says will be more precise than standard helicopter steering. The company also says that these multiple rotors add safety to the system. In the event of some drives failing, others will allow a safe landing. A parachute is also included in the extreme case that all drives fail, but no pictures or specifications are available for the parachute. Goals for the Volocopter's performance are 100 km per hour cruising speed and a maximum altitude of 6,500 feet. 450 kilograms can be carried, including the weight of the two passengers, for a flight time of more than 1 hour. In 2011, the team posted a video titled World's First Manned Flight with an Electric Multicopter that featured a skeleton of the current design. eVolo had a lot of buzz in the middle of 2013 when this video was released, won the Lindbergh Prize for Innovation in 2012, and featured at Aero Friedrichshafen's eFlight Expo in 2014. Most of 2015 has been spent on the VC-4RC concept, a prototype with four drives that can carry 80 kilograms and claims to be the world's largest existing airworthy quadcopter. This week was my first time seeing the Volocopter, and I was impressed by its unique look and the work that's already gone into its development. Gaining approval for a new aircraft, especially when trying to create an entirely new aircraft classification, is a huge undertaking, but I hope the eVolo team can make it happen.